Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 43 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am your host, Jim Viscardi, and as always, I am joined by Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer. Welcome back for another week, guys.
We're here.
Made it.
We all survived.
We all survived.
Yeah.
There was a tornado outbreak
there
in our region in Nashville for Jim and I, and then it headed up to Hoffer up there in Columbus. So
we've had like waves and waves of heavy storms over the last like week. So nothing near as severe as what you guys went through.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad to see that everyone's all right down at the comicbook.com offices.
My cats distinctly hated it though. Distinctly.
If you are new to the show, don't worry. This is not a show about weather. This is a show about Pokemon. Yes. And anything and everything that has to do with our favorite little pocket monsters. Video games, trading card games, anime, manga, merchandise, you name it. We are talking about it. And this week, not so much news. Not so much.
We have a whole new mythical Pokemon. That's true.
We have a whole new mythical Pokemon to talk about. But I mean, let's. I'm just trying to temper expectations here.
There is
good news.
Yeah.
There is just not a lot of news.
There is nothing at all going on. You can just turn off the podcast now. We have nothing to talk about. Go away.
I've just realized
it wasn't good. It's good. It's just, you know.
I've just realized I am situated between two eternal pessimists right now. Just absolutely.
I am such an optimist. I am always looking on the bright side of things. I always want to hope for the best, unlike Christian, who is just like...
No, I'm a pragmatist.
Call it whatever you want.
I'm a realist. I just believe in cold, hard facts and reality, people. That's what you're coming to. This is the no-spin... Or no curveball zone.
We break the show down into three parts. First part, we just do some quick headlines. Second part, we do a bigger deep dive discussion. And then Pokemon Fact of the Week to make you a better, smarter Pokemon.
Wait, hold up. I just realized Jim is wearing Ash's hat.
For those wearing the video, I am wearing an Ash Ketchum hat. And a lot of this has to do with my daughter. She is 4 years old and obsessed with Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Aww.
And we're in this phase right now where she is like, okay, I'm going to be Misty. You can be Ash. Mama can be Brock. Because my wife likes to cook. She's like, well, Brock likes to cook. So Mama, you get to be Brock. And my kid loves Psyduck and Togepi and Staryu. And so... Like just all three of those. I mean, Misty's got him and she's like, oh, that's it. I'm going to be Misty. But she goes, hey, but Dad, you need an Ash hat. And my wife happened to overhear it, pulled it up on Amazon, ordered it. And then my daughter gave it to me yesterday and said, you need to wear it tomorrow. And I was like, perfect timing. I'm doing the Pokemon. Great.
Can I ask then how you feel being 12 years old, Jim?
I am eternally 12. I host a Pokemon podcast. I am eternally 12.
Yes. There we go. We have an answer for everyone. Well,
there we go.
How did your daughter react to Ash getting petrified? Over and over and over again.
Oh. It's just stuff like so her favorite part of the movie is Ash's first battle with random hiker. Like, mm-hmm. She plays that part over and over again, like just hear, like, she likes hearing the song, and she just likes seeing, like, she likes just seeing all the Pokemon just, like, coming out and whatever. And she's like, Dad, where did, Daddy, where did Ash get his Squirtle from? Daddy, where did Ash get Bulbasaur from? How come the Charizard is so much bigger than both of those? Because she understands the concept of the starters, but she doesn't understand why Ash doesn't have a Blastoise and a Venusaur when he has a Charizard. And so then I had to try to explain to her basically how all of that took place. And it was just like, it's the same way. Like, Ash just doesn't.
Ash is Ash.
Yeah. At this point in Ash's life,
He's kind of like an idiot savant.
And then she still really likes Mewtwo. Like, I thought this maybe would temper her like of Mewtwo, and like she would see Mew and be like, oh, that one is much more adorable, and you know, whatever. Nope, still likes Mewtwo. I like that Mewtwo can talk to people using his mind.
I feel like at some point your daughter is going to have to be on this podcast just to like relegate everyone.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And then she was just like, when the clones show up and she goes, oh, they have cool tattoos.
And I'm like, okay. I will say I did a clone Blastoise raid over the weekend. Uh-huh. And, you know, he's got like the lines over his head. I was like, this is totally like Dark Knight Returns, like, mutant Blastoise. Like, oh my god, I was just cracking up. It's funny that your daughter is, you know, Mewtwo has made such a big impression on her. I took my son to see the My Hero Academia movie over the weekend, and I found out that my son is a major Bakugo fan.
Oh.
Like, heartbroken.
Oh, like, no.
Every time, like, Bakugo blew something up and shouted, die, there's my son just cackling in laughter. This is like, oh no, this is the wrong one. You're supposed to like Deku, he's the good guy. He's like, no, like, I like the blow up guy. It's like, oh no, my son might be a psychopath.
Well, there you go, that's your movie trivia talk for the week.
so now that we got the anime, speaking of Mewtwo, Jim, why don't you tell us your thoughts about Mewtwo and Pokemon Sword and Shield?
So I didn't realize, because I clearly didn't read the fine print of...
Or the articles.
Yeah, the fine print of Christian's articles, that you could not catch Mewtwo in these Max raids, or the Gigantamax raids. And so I thought, when I first found my first one, I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, you can't catch this Pokemon. Do you still want to do it? And I was like, no.
Absolutely not.
No, because I read all online how impossible it is unless you've got a crew to do it with. And I don't got a crew.
It's so hard.
And honestly, the rewards are not that great.
I don't agree with that.
I would rather
grind more
yes.
raids than go through the pain of trying to get one Mewtwo.
It was so hard.
It finally forced me. So I got my hands on a Marshadow, and that's what I used to like finally beat it. It took me like 30 tries.
None of my Grimmsnarls know light screen. And,
oh, yeah.
Like, that is very, very key.
Yeah,
into that, and no one else on the raids that I went to, like, everyone just, no one wanted to play defensively. Everyone was just going straight for the attacks, and you're not going to win Mewtwo raid if you don't play defensively. And I just, like I said, I just didn't have a Pokemon that would have been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The first raid I did, like, I showed up, I think, with my Gengar.
Same.
You know, like, there was, like, a Zacian, a Zamazenta, and a Mewtwo, like, in the thing. I was like, oh, yeah, we've got this in the bag. We didn't last a round. I was like, oh, my God. That's, like, murdered everybody. I mean, the thing is you have to be, like, level 100 in order to hit, like, in order to have a chance at Mewtwo, you need to have a level 100 Pokemon. You definitely need to have, like, a crew together that can withstand some heavy hits.
Mm-hmm.
Light screen and reflect obviously made a big difference. And honestly, like, Marshadow is just a lifesaver, because Mewtwo was going to spend one of his three turns doing his stat boost. So if your Marshadow could come in and steal those stats away, mwah, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was an interesting experience. But let no one complain that Pokemon is too easy ever again.
Mm-hmm.
For those who may not know, Marshadow, the only way to get him is to trade him in, right?
Yeah. He's a mythical Pokemon. I had a friend who had an extra one, so I got my hands on it that way. Because I was just saying, like, 2 weeks ago, I don't have any of the recent mythical Pokemon.
Oh, right.
So one of my friends was listening to the podcast. It's like, you are a moron here. Here's a Marshadow and here's a Zeraora that I picked up extra. You can have them. I was like, yeah, that was a must have. But yeah, not a lot of people have Marshadows in the game. And not a lot of people think to use Marshadow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so everyone died a lot. Mewtwo,
yes.
Reign Supreme, you know, killing Ash, killing thousands of Pokemon trainers over the weekend. It was a great Mewtwo weekend for him. And Mewtwo was back, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so excited, but I feel like the Pokemon company, like, heard people, like, bad-mouthing them about, like, oh, doing, like, the final, like, round of trainers in the first three generations is, like, walking through hell, but, like, doing it in Sword and Shield is, like, going to a circus, and it's fun and happy. So they were like, all right, well, we're going to make you, like, pay.
We'll remind you of what hell looks like.
Yeah, we're going to make you pay in, like, blood, sweat, and tears. Because, like, when I first did it, like, I did it with my boyfriend. We both came in. I came in with, like, my super high-level Gengar. He came in with Toxtricity, and we had, like, a couple other people come in. Like, people who clearly hadn't done the raid before. And it was just, like, me and my boyfriend were like, oh, my God.
What?
We were having, like, PTSD from playing, like, like the silver version and, like, doing the Elite Four there.
It just got – but it's so funny because it got to the point where – nobody was joining Mewtwo raids.
Yeah.
By, like, the end of it. Like, I would try, like, jump in one, and if there wasn't a Marshadow waiting there for me to join, I was out. Like, I was like, nope, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
It was ridiculous.
But then it just made it even more impossible to try and get in on the starter raids, but I didn't necessarily care about those because, I already had those, and...
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely needs to be some work done on the whole raid system in Pokemon Sword and Shield. That was one thing that kind of frustrated me about the entire weekend. Like, I wanted to get some Galar captured starter Pokemon. Like, you know, I had a couple of, like, Apricorn balls I was going to go and toss at them. Like, I was ready to go, and I could not get into a raid to save freaking life. Like, I would love if, you know, they eventually added a filter that would allow you to search for specific raids.
Yeah.
Because, it's just, like, how it's set up right now is just not a very good system. And, like, then I look at, like, the GTS that's now in Pokemon Home, and it's like, this is great. Why can't we have that only for raids? Like, it's something that needs improved. But we'll see. We got, like, another year worth of, like, content updates coming, so... They might make an improvement on that, or they probably won't. Let's be real. That'll probably be like a Gen 9 improvement.
Jeez, I agree. I mean, especially with doing these like Mewtwo raids, like after I quickly realized how hellish they were. Like me and my boyfriend were like texting all of our friends. We were like, all right, we got to get this. I had a Grimmsnarl, and so I was like, all right, get you out. While he was like coordinating with everyone, I was out just grinding to try to level up my Grimmsnarl and giving him XP candies because I was like, you're not strong enough to do this. Let me help you. But like then when we were all together, it was the most difficult thing trying to like find each other for like raids and stuff. Cause even though we would be friends and they'd pop up to the side of the screen, I'd be like, oh wait, oh no, they're gone. And then it was like a nightmare. We had to keep leaving and redoing and leaving and redoing.
I was about to say, because you can only set a link code if you're hosting the raid.
Right.
Like, you can't, like, have a party of three jump into somebody else's raid, which I think is kind of silly.
Does anyone have an extra Kingler I can have? Gigantamax Kingler?
No, but
can you, go
you
catch
still have me? Until tomorrow.
Okay, but you have Sword, so it's easier for you to find them.
Hypothetically,
want a Beetle? I've got 30 of them.
No, I already...
I don't have.
You had a really crazy look in your eyes when you said that. I have 30 Orb Beetles.
I have
anybody. Let me see.
What does the event run until? No, it's until the end of this weekend. So you got 5 days.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if I have some time. The problem is I bought my wife the Link's Awakening. I'm not going to have the Switch for a couple days. I lost custody of that.
You tell her that Jim needs a Kingler and you have a better chance of getting it than I.
And she is just going to kind of like stare.
All right, I'm
going to
DM her and tell her.
Wow.
Genius. Genius idea. And thus ends my employment at comicbook.com.
Just saying.
All right. Let's move on. Obviously, a big topic of conversation that's happening in the news is the concern over the coronavirus. We are not going to go too much down that road, but also, you know, it's relevant because the Pokemon Company has canceled a number of Pokemon events and Pokemon Go events.
So a bunch of different like local events in Japan were canceled. Like the Pokemon Company, you know, they have all these different events at Pokemon Center, so those got canceled. And then Pokemon Go has canceled all like raid events and stuff like that. And right now, I believe it's Japan, South Korea, and Italy. Hmm. That list will probably expand here over the next month or two. So, you know, due to public health safety concerns, you know, if you live in a country that's affected. The interesting thing, just like as a like side note, is like I'm really curious because the Pokemon Company is based out of Seattle, and right now Seattle is like the heart of the U.S. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coronavirus. So I'm really curious to see if that has like any impact. I mean, it's just something else, you know, just keep in mind. Pokemon Go is trying to make up for it. So if you live in a country in which they canceled stuff, they're doing like, if you compete in the Go Battle League instead, like some of the raid weekends that they're doing, you can now get those Pokemon as Go Battle League rewards instead. So, you know, not quite perfect, but it's something.
That's nice. I mean, wow, that sounded terrible of me. That's nice. Just the coronavirus we're talking about.
Wow, Megan.
Wow, I just came off like a terrible person when I'm over here in the office frantically scrubbing my hands, like washing them constantly. I agree. This is a great thing to do.
Put raids in everyone's house.
Like, I'm curious if there could be like a better way to kind of disseminate, because I don't necessarily do the Go League. I'm just wondering if there's something that could be done, especially because this could be like a prolong with the coronavirus as it's continuing to spread, especially once it reaches the size of countries like the US. I mean, South Korea, Italy, Japan, I mean, they're pretty like encapsulated tiny areas, but it's going to spread further. I'm just curious to see, because I just have like the horrible nightmare in my head of like here in Nashville, like the big place you go, Centennial Park, and Centennial Park just basically becoming like a coronavirus wasteland.
So we're not going to talk too much about the coronavirus, but here's the thing. Like, one, wash your hands a lot. That's the best way of preventing spread of the disease. Wash your hands, use alcohol-based hand sanitizers if mm-hmm. you aren't able to. And, you know, you'll probably be fine. I mean, at this point in time, it's just to try to control the spread. Right. I don't think that this will be a prolonged thing. Like, you know, obviously in the short term, we're going to be impacted by the coronavirus. You know, like comic conventions are getting canceled mm-hmm. or should be getting canceled. ECCC. Here in Columbus, the Arnold, which is this big sports festival uh-huh. that like Arnold Schwarzenegger hosts, that's been postponed.
They canceled London Book Fair just today, yeah. which is a huge publishing event in the UK. So,
and they're going to continue to do stuff like that until we get like a real good handle on the coronavirus. I'm not convinced. And I say this like from my day job perspective, like part of my job is to analyze stuff like this. I'm not convinced that this is going to be like a long term thing based on, you know, it's just like while we're still in the process, we're trying to slow the spread of the disease. It's going to get to everywhere eventually. The key is not letting it to spread too fast.
Right.
So that's why they're doing this. We're not going to be able to wipe out coronavirus. It's not something that can be done. But right now we're just trying to make sure that like the hospitals don't get like too overwhelmed and things like that. So
Pokemon is just doing its part in the world.
Like, it's like they do that and then they say, oh, hey, by the way, Thundurus is coming to the game. please keep playing.
yes. Well, and the interesting thing, so Thundurus is in Pokemon Go, hooray, yay, all that crap. But the interesting thing about that is it too is a Battle League reward encounter. So this is the first time that a new legendary Pokemon has come into Pokemon Go and has immediately been available to players through a means besides raiding, mm-hmm. which I cannot state how big of a deal. Shame it's Thundurus, all the freaking Pokemon. But
well, who was the last one? Wasn't it one of the?
It was another one. It was like Landorus, I think, yeah. Or I forget, Tartarus or whatever. I can't keep them all, you know, straight. I'm going to get yelled at in the reviews for not knowing the weather trio. But
Pokemon podcast run by someone who knows nothing about Pokemon.
Yeah, and his name's not Jim Viscardi.
Look, but people clearly like me more than they like you, but that's fine.
It's true.
Why you gotta and be I like that,
even
Jim?
Though I'm the font of Pokemon knowledge, I'm the actual personable one. I've never scammed grandmothers out of their hard-earned money.
Personable?
I am. I'm right. Very personable.
Let's get back on track.
Let's segue out of this like demeaning fight between you two.
You wouldn't know it, but like, you know, me and Jim get along great. Like I talk to Jim all the time and we don't bicker like, you know, this. So, Thundurus. What else is Pokemoning? Oh, Pokemon Sun and Moon, anime's ending.
Yeah, I am very concerned.
And we have no idea what the future holds. Like, that's the big news. Yeah. Sun and Moon is coming to an end, and we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this in previous episodes where we didn't know if it was going to continue the license for Pokemon Sun and Moon in the U.S. to stay on a cable network with Disney XD. Because as Hoffer has mentioned before, normally Disney XD has already made the announcement. It's coming. We've got the rights. This is you can expect the special premiere to be here, here, and here. Well, they've said absolutely nothing about it. And then in the past week, they've confirmed that the finale of Pokemon Sun and Moon will be this coming Saturday on Disney XD. And then the following Saturday is a bunch of new episodes of Beyblade.
Beyblade Burst, season 2.
There's absolutely nothing on there about Pokemon. So fans are really kind of getting concerned.
But here's a question I'll ask. Could it just be because they have not been able to dub the new series yet?
No, they've got a 3-month. They are still maintaining the same window.
Yeah.
So
the only thing I can think of is the dub for Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution might have gotten in the way. But
they do a dub of every movie, so that shouldn't have interrupted.
I mean, you would think.
Yeah, you would. You would think.
What were you going to say, Christian?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, you know, at this point in time, having seen this happen before on Cartoon Network, I'm convinced that Pokemon is leaving Disney XD and is heading to greener pastures, likely Netflix. So look forward to season 1 of whatever we call the next Pokemon series here in the U.S. in like late fall 2020, released in bulk. Like, that's honestly what I think. Like, this is very unusual. Like, you know, Disney XD, and when, like, I'm sure like the Pokemon company will send me like an angry message about this. But, you know, the Disney XD, they don't do the best job of announcing stuff, but their schedule is the schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew about the premieres of different Disney movies, you know, of different Pokemon movies on Disney XD because it's on their schedule. Like, before it was announced, we knew about the new episodes of Pokemon Sun and Moon when they were airing before it was announced because they put it on their schedule. The fact that nothing is on their schedule should be incredibly concerning to people.
Yeah, it's very... I mean, to just double stress what Hoffer said, very unusual. And in a previous episode, I mean, Jim and I and Hoffer, we had a big conversation of what, you know, it could look like if Pokemon, this new Pokemon, the series that released in Japan, you know, earlier last year, if it came to Netflix as like a TV show, because Netflix does tend to do bulk releases after the fact of anime, after they can get their own dub in of it. And I mean, Mewtwo Strikes Back in a way followed that same pattern. I know that obviously they were trying to hold it for Pokemon Day, but that movie came out in Japan, I mean, last summer. So
y'all wanted to hate when I said Pokemon's probably going to Netflix.
Excuse me. If anyone goes back and listens to this episode, they will see that I was on your side. I'm just saying.
That was not the argument. When we called you dumb was when you said that it was going to get like simulcasted or some nonsense like that. And that's when both me and Megan were like, yeah, Netflix doesn't do that. There's well, even but less
they could
chance.
Do it, but they could do it in batches in the same
well,
way.
They,
but like, I mean, like, cause like,
yeah,
they'll
and they
probably
could release
wait.
Castlevania season 3, like in a timely fashion, but here it is like March, 2020,
no, but,
like
but
a
like,
full
look,
year and a half after the last episode.
But like, I mean, but they could also do it in a way, you know, and this me finding another way to plug Love is Blind. Cause I love that show.
Oh my God.
But they did X-Men, they did, you know, they did it over 3 weeks, but it was 5 episodes, you know, and then, you know, four episodes or whatever. I could see them doing
the problem
four,
with that
like
is,
4 episodes a week.
The problem with that is they would have to get those episodes from Japan, and as Hoffer or anyone knows who's involved or understands like anime production, these people are often completing the episode 3 hours.
Oh no, I mean, even if there is a wait, I could still see them releasing it in small batches as opposed to one big batch.
I can too, but...
But let's be realistic. With the exception of very easy to produce and edit trashy romance shows, has Netflix ever done anything like that with any of their other shows?
Does your kid watch Miraculous?
No.
Okay, so Miraculous is this weird
French
superhero mm-hmm. show that yeah. they put out when new seasons are ready. They put out episodes in batches
yeah.
over the course of like 2-3 weeks, and then you have the full season for it. But they've
okay. Well, I stand corrected. Who knows? Jim has got me. He proved me wrong. So, and with an actual valid example.
Also, Miraculous is actually a pretty good show.
So. I've heard really good things about it. Yeah. I've just you know,
very French. And the villain in it is just totally absurd and like a lot of the crazy. But it's
you know what else is good. Really French? Speaking of kid shows, we're just not talking about Pokemon at all this week, apparently. PJ Masks.
Oh.
You know, that is like the Frenchest freaking show. And it's like, you know, like they like get into fights on the streets of Paris, but they don't call it Paris because they don't want kids to realize that they're French.
Right.
And it's just like, oh man, these
okay.
freaking
this has turned into the most
Miraculous is very French. Well, here's the thing. Like the okay, I'm gonna just really quick and then we're gonna go take our break and we're gonna talk about the mythical Pokemon. But it's they've got the Miraculous has these things where they're called like Kwamis, which are these like little floating creature things that and then they have these things that people can wear that give them their suits, but they're very strict on their secret identities, even though it's very clear like who and what these people are. Whatever, it's fascinating. Go check it out. It's actually not terrible. When we get back, we are going to talk about the new mythical Pokemon. Zarude is how I'm saying its name is, but we'll argue how you say it and what it's all about when we get back.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Zarude, are we all in agreement that that's probably how it's pronounced?
I actually think that you're right because it's a grass dark Pokemon, so dark Pokemon are rude. So I think it is actually Zarude.
Yeah, same. It's either Zarude or Zarude, and one of those things just sounds weird. So we're going Zarude.
All right, so for those who may not have been following, about 2 weeks ago, we got our first tease that a mythical Pokemon was coming. Last week, we got a silhouette of the Pokemon, and then we got the reveal that it's this big, giant, dark grass monkey. I'm honestly pretty underwhelmed.
I mean, Pokemon, as we know, just really, really loves its monkey or ape Pokemon.
I mean,
so.
My God, they have, so like... Whoever they brought on to the team here in the last couple generations of design just really has like a monkey thing. Like it, they are just all monkey all the time. You got Grookey, who's also a grass type Pokemon.
Yep.
You've got Oranguru,
mm-hmm.
who's not a grass type Pokemon. You got Passimian. I'm trying to think. You have all those stupid
Infernape.
Freaking yeah Infernape. That's a Gen 4. Mm-hmm. You have all those stupid pan monkeys from the Unova region.
Mm-hmm.
Chimchar. Yeah. You know.
I count Chimchar.
Oh yeah, Aipom. I mean that's goes all the way back to Gen 2 though. I mean yeah, that's
but I mean.
Just.
But I mean just as like an entire. But it's just like an entire collection. I mean even yeah, back to Mankey in the yep. originals like
yeah.
Primeape. Like mm-hmm. there's just so yeah. many.
A lot of monkeys.
A lot of monkeys. And so, I mean, this one
is even more underwhelming, mainly because because we have Grookey.
Well, the thing that I don't like about it is when just taken on its own, like when they released the Pokemon Sun and Moon or Sword and Shield trailer for just the video games, it just doesn't look very impressive.
No.
Like the Coco anime made it look pretty cool,
yeah.
But also made it look like a superhero, which was weird given the context that this is a grass dark Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So like that's like very like it's like that doesn't seem to really sync up well, but whatevs.
So, it's like the Loki of the Pokemon universe. You think it's yeah. evil, and then it becomes like the anti-hero, and eventually everyone loves it and becomes the hero and everyone's dying over it.
Well, so you mentioned the Coco anime, and that's mm-hmm. how we know a bit
more about this
yeah. about this mythical Pokemon.
Yes.
So what do we know?
Well, we know that it's oddly tall. I mean, basically what we see is like the defining element of it is basically Zaruda coming in and like being like almost like a father figure to this mysterious kid character that's been in the woods that Ash runs into.
Pokemon
in
is
the
parent
first.
Types. Love
so yeah, basically that kid looks to Zaruda as like its father. It's very Ash. Much a Tarzan moment. Like this is 900.
Ash is probably like, I can relate to this. My father is also a Pokemon.
Yes, I absolutely. This is the secret of the movie. It's going to end up with Mr. Mime coming in. But it very much feels like a kind of a Tarzan-esque thing, at least between the relationship with the Zarude and the kid who we see, who some fans are still convinced is Celebi in disguise. But we'll see.
Wait,
anyway,
that is a thing?
Oh, very much so.
That's sad.
There's still people vying for that theory. It's broken a little bit after the kid was like, Dad! They're like, Celebi wouldn't say that, but that's kind of what we know. I mean, it looks super powerful, super quick, super agile. I mean, basically just like if Grookey went like Majin Super Saiyan.
even the look out of it, it looks like CrossFit Grookey.
Oh my god.
It's the Chad of Grookey's. That's basically
So Christian, as far as powers go, what are we looking at here?
The non-attack thing, the flavor text of Zarude is that it can shoot vines from its feet, wrists, and the back of its neck. So
oh,
it's
I
basically
hate that.
Like Spider-Man, but with more web shooters.
From its neck? That's horrifying. Like, that's something just out of Alien. That's something out of Alien.
Like Lovecraft terror monkey. So it attacks outsiders immediately, and it has the lamest ability ever. It has Leaf Guard, which like 30 freaking Pokemon have. Like, it's a very common
yeah.
ability. So like,
I'm just so very confused also because So this Pokemon, as far as we understand, will show up in Pokemon Coco. I believe, Hoffer, is that right, that it'll show up in the anime before the game and then it comes in?
They haven't specified the timeline, but yeah. It follows how it usually goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it'll be released. The movie will come out. They'll start distributing it in Japan as part of the movie. And then eventually schlubs across the ocean will get it.
Yeah, so what I don't understand really with this is that it doesn't... So Zarude obviously fits in with the aesthetic and the theme of Pokemon Coco. It does not seem to fit in with the theme of Sword and Shield. It doesn't feel like a Galarian Pokemon or any
no,
of the DLC, the Isle or the Tundra. So like, I'm confused. Did it travel on a boat to Galar?
No, they just are like, yeah, no, it lives deep in the forest of Galar. I'm like, what forests? We've got one of them.
And also the Zarude is not living in a forest. Zarude belongs in a jungle.
Like, yeah, it's like what monkey just lives in like a deciduous, like temperate level forest? Like,
yeah.
You know, like I don't know. Again, please go and like correct us on Twitter. I'm sure we're about to get a bunch of people like, actually, this monkey, you know, the only monkeys. And you're right. Like, you know, I do know of like in like Louisiana, there's monkeys which got released during the Tarzan movie, I believe. And, you know, they went native and, you know, now are an invasive species. But outside of that, there should not be monkeys living in England. In fact, I'm going to look this up right now.
You just said yourself, invasive species. Well, that's it. Automatically turns Zarud into a villain.
I mean, look, someone clearly brought Zarud species to Galar many, many years ago. And now...
I know what happens. The subplot for Zarud and Sword and Shield will be about Pokemon trafficking.
Oh, God.
No, it is. That's going to be his whole backstory. He doesn't trust humans because the last time he trusted one, they shipped him in a box to Galar to sell him to some sort of circus. Oh. And he's very unhappy. And our whole goal is going to be to catch him, send him on a train back to wherever he's from. I've got it. You're welcome,
guys. On a train off Galar?
Yeah, because no one uses the train in Galar. I don't know why they included a perfectly great transportation system like the UK has, which the US does not have, and then they proceed to never use it. They just fast travel on Corviknight everywhere. It's so frustrating.
So apparently there is a monkey forest in the UK.
Is there really?
It's called the Trentham Monkey Forest. I'm assuming that it's like a they're Barbary Macaw, Barbary monkeys. I'm just going to say that instead, just can be butchering it. They're transplants. I mean, they're mm-hmm. originally from like Gibraltar, mm-hmm. and so somebody, you know, they're a very endangered species.
They're from where? So,
Gibraltar, the Isle of Gibraltar.
Gibraltar. Yeah.
Oh, we're never going to Hoffer about pronunciation. Literally,
ever I'm again. Terrible. If you know me in real life, you know that Gibraltar. I don't even know. I'm Gibraltar. I am a history major. I know this stuff. And oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Edit it out. Edit it all out.
That is maybe the single greatest thing that has happened on this podcast. And it had single-handedly nothing to do with Pokemon. Oh, God. No. I'm like legitimately crying. All right, next time we have a question about how Pokemon name is pronounced, it's distinctly a conversation Hoffer is not involved in.
It's true. I can't say so many words, guys. I am a writer. I am not a talker. Like, I can spell Gibraltar. Just don't ask me to say it, apparently.
Well, it was. Look, this could have gone either way, because it could have just been a thing where Christian was right, and then I would have come off looking like the jerk, being like, "The Christian, you don't want to say a word?" I'm like, "No, that's what it is." But I'm so glad it went the other way.
Jim took a risk.
I took a risk.
Jim took a risk, and it paid off in spades.
Well, so Zarud is a thing that's coming.
Yeah.
We'll see, in practicality when we see it in the game.
Yeah.
Will people like it? It'll probably end up being in the, you know, lower third of mythicals that no one cares about.
All right,
Christian, why don't you hit us with the fact of the week today?
Yeah, let's redeem yourself here.
Yep, today's fact of the week is Gibraltar is pronounced Gibraltar. No, so we're to Diglett. We're going to start with one. The true fact of the week is this: Diglett have feet.
Well,
this
hate that.
This is canon. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon confirmed.
But what do they look like?
No one knows. It's one of the great mysteries of the Pokemon universe. But Diglett itself, talking in Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, which, by the way, comes out this week.
Mm-hmm.
We totally forgot to talk about that because, you know,
I don't
it's
like
Pokemon Mystery
anyway,
Dungeon.
So
but yes, Diglett has feet. No one knows what they look like, but in Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Diglett refers to their feet multiple times. So it's canon.
Do Diglett have arms and hands?
They don't talk about arms. They just talk about feet.
What if their outer skin, like that brown skin, is really just like... like a cone that they wear over them. There's like a really teeny tiny skinny body.
They've shown that it's fur, right? Because isn't it in Detective? It's in Detective Pikachu.
I mean, it kind of looks like a kiwi. But what if you could like peel back the kiwi? You could like peel back the kiwi skin, just lift it up like a shroud, and there's a whole tiny little body.
We're not going down the weird Jinx route again.
There's a whole little body under there, like Men in Black.
So. More interestingly than like the very disturbing revelation that Diglett has feet is there's a reason why Alolan Diglett and Alolan Doug Trio have hair. And it's not
other than to look fabulous.
Besides that, it's because in Hawaii and other areas where there's volcanic activity, there's actually this type of it's technically like lava. It's called Pele's hair. Where basically it's these very thin strands of glass that get formed during volcanic activity. And because they're so lightweight, they basically get like blown around. So if you go to Hawaii, it's not uncommon to see like bits of this like stuck up in like telephone poles and stuff like that. And it's actually lava that resembles hair.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And so that is why... Alolan Doug Trio and Diglett have this like steel like hair because it's literally it's hair made of glass, and so they're like, yeah, don't actually pick it up because it's like picking up insulation. Just a bad idea.
Man, nice.
That was a good one. I like
that.
That was a good one.
I like.
Yeah, thank you, and Gibraltar.
If you like this show. Want to make sure that you're up to date with all future shows, subscribe wherever you subscribe to get your podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and any number of podcast apps, that are out there and available. Please hit that subscribe button and come back week after week after week. They are just as fun, if not more, than this week's. If you are so inclined, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes every once in a while. We read them on the air. We read some last week. And if we do so and yours gets read, you get a free comicbook.com t-shirt. How easy is that? Pretty cool, right? And then, if anything, just tell your friends about us. Tweet at us. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Jim Viscardi.
I'm at Megan Peters CB.
And I'm at C Hoffer C Bus.
Where we love interacting with you guys, and whether it's a correction or it's a question or it's a
spelling test.
A spelling test. Any and all
not
of that
a pronunciation
stuff,
test. You know,
oh, that's next level.
We're all about that. And there's definitely a few of you out there who interact with us week after week, and we absolutely appreciate that. Can't tell you that enough. Other than that, that's pretty much all we got. So, if you have a Kingler, since Christian's not going to give me one, you can.
I didn't say that. I just got to get the Switch back.
You can hit me up on Twitter and I'll trade you something. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And so thanks again for tuning in, and we will catch you same time, same place next week. Appreciate it.